Okay, good morning. We were on the second half of Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're dealing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a person finds utensils, and engraved on the utensils is a shape of a sun or a moon or a darkon. Darkon is some type of a snake or a dragon. So then that's idolatrous, and you can't get any benefit from it. But if something else is engraved, according to the Chachamim, then it is allowed. Shimon Gamliel says it depends on the utensil. If it's an honorable utensil, it's not allowed. On a non-honorable utensil, it is allowed. So the Gemara started off by asking, does it mean that people only worship sun, moon, and dragons? That's not true. They can worship anything. So Abaye answered, they worship whatever they can find, they'll worship. But in terms of engraving, only the sun, the moon, and let's say the snake or the dragon is what gets engraved on a utensil. Okay, that's what we had gotten up to. We're at the dot here, I guess about 15 lines or so up from the very bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. Mankit Rav Sheshes Chumri Mas Niyasa. Rav Sheshes was retelling all the different stringencies in Mishnayos. V'tani, and he taught the following braisa. Kol HaMazalos Mutarin. All the various sky elements, planets, stars, horoscopes, they're all allowed. Chutz b'mazel chama, except for the sun, the levana, and the moon, The chala partzufin mutarim, and all faces are allowed. Chutz b'parts of Adam, except for the face of a man. Chala tsuros mutaros, and all the shapes are allowed. Chutz mitzuras darkon, except for the shape of this snake or this dragon. So Gemara now asks, what's going on here? Amar Mar, we just learned in this braisa. Kol HaMazalos Mutarin. All the various sky bodies are allowed. Chutz mimazel cham levan, except for the sun and the moon. So what does that mean, everything is allowed? So the Gemara asks, what's the case here? What's the b'may askinan? What are we dealing with? Ilema ba'osa, if we're talking about a guy who's making statues. So, Ibosa, Kalam Azalos Misharia, you're allowed to make statues of things other than the sun and the moon? Well, except, but the verse says, Lo sa sun iti, don't make with me. This is a pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros, one of the Ten Commandments. And we interpret that to mean, Lo ta sun kidmusha mashay masham shan lefanei b'marom. Don't make any form like those things that are serving me up in the sky. So it means it's not just that you can't make a statue of the sun or the moon, you can't make a star either. Elopshita b'motzes. What is it referring to? It's referring to a guy who finds utensils. So if he finds utensils with the planet Mars on it or with a star on it, it's allowed. If you find a utensil with the sun on it or the moon on it, it's not allowed. Like our Mishnah. That's what's going on here. So if that's what's going on, okay, it's not. Like our Mishnah, motze kelim. If you find utensils, valeim tsuras cham or tsuras levana. And engraved on them is the shape of the sun or the moon, or tsuras darkon, or a dragon. Yelichim liyamamelach, and you have to throw them out into the Dead Sea and get no benefit from it. So, one second, if this lesson of Rav Sheshes is about people finding things, ibn Motze, if we're talking about finding it, mitziyasa, read the next line. Kol ha-partzufos mutaron, all the shapes are allowed. Chutz miparts of Adam, except for the shape of a man. Ibn Motze parts of Adam, if we're talking about finding an item that has on it the shape of a man, mi asur, is that prohibited? But it's not, but the Mishnah says, Amotze kelim, if you find utensils, aleim tsuras chaman, on them is the shape of a sun, tsuras levana, the shape of a moon, tsuras darkon, the shape of a dragon, yolichim liyam ha-melech, then you have to throw them out into the Dead Sea. Tsuras darkon in, if there's a shape of a dragon, you have to throw it to the Dead Sea. Parts of Adam low. Sounded like, but if it's the shape of a person, you don't have to throw it out. Elopshitas, it must be this middle line that all faces are okay except for the face of a man. It's not referring to finding, but ba'oseh, in terms of making a sculpture. That if you wanted to make a sculpture of a wolf or a deer, that's fine. But even if you want to make a painting of a lion or an eagle, it's okay, even though we know that there's a lion and eagle up in heaven, because in the Navi Yechezkel, when he goes up to heaven, So he sees God's throne, and it's surrounded by, on the one side, an eagle, the other side, a lion, the other side, a person, the other side, an ox. So even though those are also lo tasuniti, don't make that which I have with me up in heaven, up in the sky. But apparently that would be okay. And the one thing that's not allowed is to make the face of a person. I'm talking about making. Ukud Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua. And that would be like the lesson of Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua, who says that since the verse says, lo tasuniti, the way to read it is, lo tasun osi, don't make me, don't make a person, because a person is in the image of God. So that's in a certain sense making something to represent God. Okay, so that's talking about making. So Iba Osef, we're talking about making, the name of Sefer. Read the last line of that lesson of Rav Sheshes. Kol Atzuros Mutaros. All the shapes are allowed, Chutz Mitzuras Darkon, except for the shape of a dragon. If we're talking about making Tzuras Darko Mi Asur, is there a prohibition about making the shape of a dragon? But the verse says, Lo Tasuniti Elohei Chesef Elohei Zahav, don't make with me gods of silver or gold. So Haniyin, that means those things that are in heaven, we can't make statues of. But Tzuras Darko, no, but of a dragon, which is not in heaven, that's okay. Ella, so what do you have to say? Pshita. The Motzei, the last line of the Mishnah, of the last line of the lesson of Rav Sheshes, is again talking about finding an object. It could have sounded like our Mishnah. HaMotzei Kelim Aleihem Tzuras Chama. If you find utensils with an engraving of a sun or a moon or a dragon, then you have to throw them out. But that's what it's saying at the end. If you find something with a dragon on it, it's no good. So what's going on? Reish of a Sefer B'Motzei, the beginning and the end is referring to somebody who's finding things. Umitziyasa Ba'osa, in the middle, is referring to someone who's making things. Sam Rabbi, yes, in Reish of a Sefer B'Motzei, the beginning and the end are referring to finding things. If you find an object with things etched on it, if it's the sun, moon, or dragon, it's a problem. Otherwise, it's okay. And Mitziyasa, in the middle, it said that all the faces are okay, except for the faces of a man, is Ba'osa, not about finding, but that's about making. In terms of making a representation, you can represent anything, but you can't make representations of man. Rav Amar, Rava said, Kula b'motzek. No, the whole lesson of Rav Sheshes is referring to somebody who's finding things. Then we said, well, why is there a problem if you find something with the face of a man on it? After all, that's okay. So the Gemara answered, because our Mishnah doesn't mention that there's a problem if you find an object with a man on it. And so the Gemara, Mitziyasa, the middle, Rabbi Yehuda, that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Tani, when Hudin Abrais, Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif, after Musmeinika, when on our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, if you find an object with a sun on it, a moon on it, or a dragon on it, it can't get benefit from it. Rabbi Yehuda adds, also if you find an object with a nursing mother on it, or Sarapayim. Sarapayim means a person who seems to be going out to become a leader. To become like the head. So Meinika, a nursing mother on an object, also means that the object is problematic, because it's a sign of Al Shem Chava Shemeinika Kol Olam Kulo. It's also a religious representation of some type of a female god who is nursing the whole world, like Chava nursed all people. So she's providing sustenance to the whole world. Sarapayim is a reference to Yosef, Al Shem Yosef, Shesar, who left. Umefis is called Olam Kulo, and he became the person to make everyone feel better, that he became a leader, and he made all his brothers feel better, made the people feel better at the time of famine. Really? Yes?
Is it problematic nowadays in Israel they find all these fragments clay fragments, and they found yesterday, a gardener found a ring with, I think they said Nicholas is on it.
That's right,
issue?
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that all an issue?
Well, if a non-Jew owns it, and a non-Jew annuls it, then you can get benefit.
You have to give it to another.
But as we saw yesterday, the Gzeira of Rava, if a Jew's the first one to pick it up and acquire it, then it can never be annulled. And then, yes, you can't get any benefit from it, for sure. You can't get benefit. So just to finish till the two dots, so the Gemara says, when is it that the form of a man or a form of a nursing mother, according to Behuda on a plate, is a sign of idolatry? If this form is holding a stick in his hand, you know, measuring the rod, the kakayil, and he's measuring the grain, because that's already a sign of Yosef. He and a woman, the nakta ben v'kamenika, is holding a child and nursing it. So then already that becomes an idolatrous form, you know, one of Chava, one of Yosef. And that also would be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a problem. So if you say that we're following Rabbi Yehuda, so then what Rabbi Shesha says, all the forms are allowed except for the form of a person. It's referring to these forms, to Chava forms, Yosef forms, and that also is idolatrous. Yeah, Izzy, you had a question? Oh, no, I think it is like that.
Really?
Yeah, like what they have, something like theirs. So that's the next part. Tanur Rabbanan Litin Abraisa. Ezeu Tsuras Darkon. What is this shape of a darkon? So Rashi keeps saying it's something like a snake. I saw others said it's like a dragon. So Pirish, Shimon Elazar. Shimon Elazar explains, Kol Sheyesh Lo Tzitzin. It's a creature that has all types of scales. Bein Prakav. Between its joints, exactly. Between its joints. So Machvi Rav Asi, you know, showed his students being pirkei tzavar, between the joints on the neck. So Amar Rav Chama, Rav Chanina, Allah Kib Shimon Elazar, Allah Chazai Kib Shimon Elazar, that, therefore, if you would have some type of a utensil that had on it a snake that didn't have scales from the head down, then it wouldn't be idolatrous. There was one time I was walking behind Rabbi Lezer the Kfar, who's a great man, a derech on the road. And this is similar to what Roger just said. Umatzasham tabat. He found a ring on the road. Like yesterday, they found the ring of Nicholas. Valea tsuras darkon. On the ring, there was this etching of the darkon, umatzovit kochavim katan. So he didn't pick it up. He found the young non-Jew, a Gentile who's not even 12 or 13. He didn't say anything to that kid. He let the kid go by. Umatzovit kochavim gadol. Then he found an adult non-Jew. So again, this is the key principle: a non-Jew can annul the status of an idol. If a non-Jew declares that this is meaningless, this is not a god, I don't worship it, I don't believe in it, then it can lose its status.
Even if he didn't own that.
Exactly. Right.
So maybe there was Yehud.
So he found this big non-Jew, Amar Lo, and he said to him, Bitla, annul it. Lo Bitla. So the non-Jew didn't want to annul it. Why should I do you a favor? So Satro, so he slapped him across the face.
Oh.
Then Ubitla. Then he said, okay, I annul it. Then he picked it up and he could enjoy it. He could sell it. Apparently not, without even doing anything. So Shmami Natlas, you see from here three things. Shmami Naovi Kochavim, Avodas Kochavim, Shalov, Shal Chaver. Number one, you see what Roger just said. A non-Jew, a Gentile, can annul the status of idolatry even if he doesn't own it. He can annul his idols or someone else's idols. Shemamina number two, you see that Yodea Batif Shel Avodas Kochavim Shamshem Mevatel. Yodea Batif Avodas Kochavim Shamshem Heinu Mevatel. You have to understand what you're rejecting. The non-Jew who knows the religion and what is an idol and what is a minister to an idol, so he can say, this is worship, maybe I myself used to worship it, now I annul it. But someone who doesn't know, a child, can't annul. Which, you see thing number three, that even if you force this non-Jew to annul it against his will, that's also an annulment.
It is,
So it cannot be forced?
Oh, it could be forced.
Could be forced.
You slapped him, he got it.
And you could pay him off too to say, nullify this for me?
I guess so. I would guess so.
You could sell it to
he will sell himself Baruch to this guy.
No, but once you pick it up and it's owned by a Jew, you can't get any benefit. You can't sell it anymore. And then you can't nullify it once it was owned by a Jew.
When you say can't get benefit from it, what do you mean by can't get benefit from it?
You can't get any gain from it, whether by selling or enjoying.
If it's an antique piece, you cannot sell it and make money out of it?
That's correct.
You cannot.
That's right.
Charge an admission fee to look at it or something.
Megadif by Reb Chanina. So Reb Chanina found this difficult. He was shocked by this idea. Does Reb Elezer Akfar, the great one, not agree with Hadith? Not what we have in a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamatzel min Ari. This is in Bav Metzia. If you save an item from a lion, or min a dove, or from a bear, or min a namer, or from a panther, I mean, a gaius, or from a troop of soldiers, I mean, a nahar, or from a river, mizuta shel yam, or from a tidal wave, mishlisa shel nahar, or from an overflowing river, or a motze bisrachi uplachi gadola, or if you find something in a very large public thoroughfare, in Times Square, in Union Station, or any place where you've got masses and masses of people, whatever you find, you can keep. Because the owners have certainly given up on them. So that's a law. So one second. If you find something in a place where it's going to be destroyed, owners give up on it. Here was a street. That means the owners gave up on it. If the owners gave up on it, that means they already were mevatelit. That's what Jason said. Jason said, if you find some ancient item, someone gave up on it. So Amar Abaya. Abaya said, no. Nehid minami yayish. Maybe they gave up on owning it. But did they give up on it being a religion? Did they give up on it being a religious object? They didn't. So if they didn't give up on it being a religious object, it still has Avodah Zarah status. Meimar Amar, the owner, might say like this. If a non-Jew will find it, good. He'll still worship it. And if a Jew finds it, I need the damer yekarin because it's expensive. Masbel lo v'kochavim. He'll sell it to a non-Jew palachlan, and the non-Jew will keep worshiping it. So he's not giving up on it from being a religious item, and therefore it still has a avodah zarah status. He doesn't know the halacha, correct? The non-Jews do not know the halacha, and they don't assume that the Jews are going to keep this halacha that they don't know about.
Rabbi, this non-Jew cannot be, let's say, Muslim, because they don't believe in it either, like us.
It could be a Muslim.
It could be?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they hate these images like us too. You know,
I think
the,
he could be.
Statues.
I mean, he would have to know about it, but I believe he could be.
It could be.
Correct. What's that?
It's saying,
right.
Correct. You have to draw it down.
Right.
Mara is opening it now that if the guy will not say, I didn't work it out, which...
No, because there was a Jew who was motzei. No, but the Jew is a Jew who found it. The mission was a Jew found it. Now we're saying if the Jew doesn't pick it up, then the non-Jew can pick it up and the non-Jew can annul it. So in the Aseret HaDibros, Hashem says, Lo sasun iti Elohei chesef, Elohei zahav. Don't make with me gods of silver or gold. So we're learning that part of that is not just not to make idols, but a prohibition. We're not allowed to make any heavenly body. We're not allowed to make a representation, we said, of the sun, the moon, but not just the sun and the moon. The stars, the horoscopes, the planets, the angels. We can't make representations of heavenly bodies. It's not us, and we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah on the end of the second parak. The Mishnah is teaching about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that witnesses would see the moon appear. Then they would go to the Sanhedrin, they would tell the Sanhedrin their testimony. The Sanhedrin would say, okay, it's Rosh Chodesh. So we learned, Mus Tzuras Levanos, Hayilol Rabbi Gamliel Baliyaso. Rabbi Gamliel had in his attic lots of shapes of different representations of the moon. Right, like when the moon first starts, the moon's a little bit big, does it look like this, does it look like that? It was all betavla on a board, bakotel on a wall. Shebehen Mara said Yotos used to show these shapes to simple people of Omela, and he would say, Kazerisim, did you see this? Or Kazerisim, did you see that? And in that way, he would know if they were testifying about a moon. So how could he do it? Umishari, is such a thing allowed? But it says in the Aseret HaDibros, lo sasuniti, don't make with me, which means, lo sasun kidmush hamashayim shamshin lefanei b'marom, don't make like with me, don't make any form, any image of those ministers who minister before me up in the sky, up in heaven. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, lo asur Torah lo shamashim she'efshel asos kemosan. The Torah only prohibited items that you could make like the way they are. So that would mean things like the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, because you can make the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash in the same dimensions that it was in the Beis HaMikdash. But how could anybody make the sun or the moon? So that's it. And what it means, like in the time, like you have in a Braisa, lo yasa adam bayis, a person should not build his house tavnis heichal, the exact same form as the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. His aksadra, his hallway, should not be tavnis ulam in the form of the ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzer, his courtyard, should not be tavnis azara in the form of the azar of the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan, he shouldn't make a table tavnis shulchan like the table that had the showbread. Menorah, he shouldn't make a menorah tavnis menorah like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, because it says, lo sasuniti, don't make with me. Avaluosa shalhei v'shalvav, he can make a menorah of five branches or of six branches. Vishalchas, or eight branches, Vishal Zion lo yasa, but if seven branches, he shouldn't make Afilu Shal Sharmini Matchos, even if it's not out of gold or out of other metals too. Rabbi Yosef Yudom Rafshal Eitz lo yasa, he can't even make seven branched menorah out of wood. Because when they needed it, the Chashmonoi, when they revisited the temple after the Greeks didn't allow us there for several years, they used the wood menorah. Amrilo, they said to me, Sham Raya, you think that's a proof? Shpudim Shal Barzal Hayu, that wasn't wood. That was, you know, staves of brass, of iron. The chopin, they didn't have iron, brass. The chopin bebats, and it was surrounded with brass. Yeshu, once they got wealthier, asom shel kesef, then they made them of silver, made it out of silver. Yeshu, once they got even wealthier, asom shel zav, they made it out of gold. So the Gemara says, really, that's an answer, Abaye? You're allowed to make a... you're allowed to make forms of the moon because you're not replicating the entirety of the moon, unlike replicating the entirety of a Beis HaMikdash or its utensils. The Shamash and Sheyef Shalasas Kemosan, those that serve God, that you can't make a full replica. Mishari, are you allowed to make any representation of them? V'atan ulintin abraisa. Lo sasun iti, the verse says, don't make with me. That means lo sasun, don't make. Kidmusham ashayim ashamshin lefanim amarim. Like any of the forms that serve me up in heaven. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered another answer. Maybe lo asra Torah ella bitmus arba panim ba'adi adadi. The Torah perhaps only prohibits making a form of an angel of a statue that has all four faces. Now we go to the book of Yechezkel. We read that the angels there had on the one side a face of an ox, the other side a face of a person, another side a face of a lion, another side the face of an eagle. So that's serving God, because that's the highest of angels. So that you can't make. You can't make all four faces. One second. But a single face of the four would be allowed. Let's say just a human face would be allowed. And therefore, sun and moon is also allowed. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel had shapes of the moon. Yeah, question?
The organization in the old city that actually builds...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This
could be a problem for what they're doing.
You think?
This could be a challenge for what they're doing. They are very optimistic. They think that they can, that what they're actually making will be eventually used in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's a
a big leap. The use is for non-religious purpose. What was described earlier?
Not a matter of religious purpose or not. That doesn't matter. Rabbi Gamliel was a religious purpose. He was teaching people. He was using it to be able to figure out the testimony about the new moon. The issue is not religious purpose. We can't make forms of God's stuff.
Yeah,
So they're very optimistic that they think that what they're making is going to end up being used in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's very optimistic. We need a Sanhedrin, we need to have Smicha again, they have to make some decisions. So they could decide that these things are not useful.
Rabbi, so an astronomy textbook could be awesome?
Because you're saying it has pictures of the sun and the moon.
So sun and the moon is allowed?
No.
We're going to get to that. Right now, Abaye thinks yes, because Abaye thinks that the only problem is something which has the shapes of all four faces. Man, ox, eagle, and lion. So the Gemara says, that's true. Elamayat, according to that, parts of Adam Lechudei Tishtari, then just the face of man would be allowed. And Alamatani, why do we learn in the Brisa, which we began with today, Kola Partsufos Mutzarin, all the different faces can be made, Chutzmi parts of Adam, except for the face of a man. So, Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, Mipirkad Rav Yeshua Shmili. I learned this from what Rav Yeshua taught. So one is that you can't make all four faces together. And the second is, since the verse says, Lo Sasuniti, don't make with me. The way to read it also is, Lo Sasun Osi, don't make me. Now, when God appears to the prophets, he appears as a person. So therefore, you're not allowed to make a face of a person or the other four faces together. Avol Shar Shamashim, but according to Abaye, the sun and moon, Shari, you're allowed to make. And that's what Rav Gamliel was doing when he made pictures of the moon. So the Gemara says, really? Shar Shamashim, Shari, is such a thing imaginable that you can make other things that service God up in heaven? Vatani, we don't do a braisa. Lo sasun iti, don't make with me, means lo sasun. Don't make any representation of those ministers that serve me in heaven. Like the wheel angels, Usrafim and the fire angels, V'chayos HaKodesh and the living angels, U'malachi HaSharis and the ministering angels. So that means it's not just person, and it's not just the Chayos. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, you're right. But lo sasun iti, lo asra Torah, ela shamashin shebamador ha'elyon. According to Abaye, when the Torah says, don't make with me, and as we said, it means don't make those things that serve me, that's a reference to those angels that are in the highest level of heaven. But the sun and the moon are in a lower level of heaven, and since they're in a lower level of heaven, you are allowed to make representations of them, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel made statues of the moon to use for his examination of the witnesses.
How do we make a representation of an angel? Has anybody ever seen an angel?
Well, you have descriptions in Yechezkel and in Yeshayahu, so any representation of those descriptions. Oh, we'll see in a second that if they make them, you could. It's prohibition upon you to make. A Jewish artist is limited in terms of what he's allowed to be doing.
So, Rabbi, what are those images on the curtains of the basically the
Mishkan? Those were Kruven, but that's what God said to make. So if God says to make it, it's allowed.
Rabbi Arayot, we have a question mark on it, because some Shul still has the Arayot.
No, you can have one line, that's okay.
Two
you can't
have all four pieces.
According to Abaye, you can't have all four, but we'll have to see still. We haven't finished with Abaye yet. So the Gemara now asks, Shebe Madora Tachton Mishari, is this possible, what Abaye is now suggesting? That those things that are in the lower level of heaven, you can make representations of. But only the things that are in the highest levels of heaven, you can't make representations of. V'atayna b'ruim d'na b'raisa, Frasuk says, Lo sase l'chapes l'chol tmuna. Again, in the Ten Commandments, don't make for yourself a statue or any picture. Asher b'shamay mimal, that are in the heavens above. Asher b'aretz mitachas, and are in the earth below. So when it says asher b'shamayim, that is in the heavens, l'rabos chama, that's including sun, ulevana, and moon, kochavim, stars, umazalos, and horoscopes. Mimal, then it goes further, in the heavens above. The Rabos Malachi Ashar is to include representations of angels. So you see, Rabbi can't argue with the Braisa, and the Braisa says you can't make representations of what's Bashamayim. So how did Rebbe Gamliel make little moons? How can he do that? So Gemara says, Kitanya, he, that Braisa is referring Laovdom. You're not allowed to worship little moons. You're not allowed to worship little suns. He Laovdom. He said, worshiping. You're not allowed to worship a worm too. Or a statue of a worm that's worshipped is a problem. So that's not what's going on here. So the Gemara says, Eina Chanami, you're right. This pasuk is talking about worshipping. Me sefer dekra nafka. The end of the pasuk is referring to the worms too. The Tanya is written in a brisa. The verse says, Asher b'shamay mimal. And it says, V'asher b'aretz mitachas. And that which is in the earth all the way below. Asher b'aretz, that which is in the earth, l'rabos, to include yamim naharos har mugvos. So you can't worship rivers and oceans and mountains and hills. Mitachas, below l'rabos l'shul shul katan. You can't even worship a little worm. So I said, one second, Vasiya, great awesome Yishari, are you allowed to make a little worm? Vatanya, are you allowed to make a sun and a moon the way you're arguing? Vatanya, we did a braisa. Lo sasun iti, the verse says, don't make with me. And it says in the braisa, lo sasun kidmusha mashayam ashamshun lefanai bamarom, don't make like those ministers who serve before me in the heavens. Like what? Here, this braisa doesn't say like the angels. It says kigon chama. Like the sun, Ulevana, and the moon, Kochavim, the stars, Umazalos, and the horoscopes. So Abaye's answer doesn't work. Abaye is saying, for whatever reason, it was okay for Gamliel to make these moon shapes, because the moon is the lower part of the heaven, or prohibited is only the higher part of the heaven. It's not an angel. It's not true. The Braisa says explicitly you can't make representations of things that are up in the sky, including the moon and the sun. So the Gemara says, okay, with Rabban Gamliel, what was going on? A new answer. Shiny Rabban Gamliel da Cherim Asulo. Rabban Gamliel didn't make it. Other people made it. So other people made it. So once other people made it, he could use it. It's not a Avodah Zarah. It's something we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to make representations of these items. But if someone else made it, we could use it. He was using it. So Gemara says, really? V'Rabbi Yehuda da'achirim asulo. We know the case of Rabbi Yehuda, that other people had made for him, or non-Jews had made on a ring, this image of a person to help him with the engravings. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shouldn't you, the wise one, Sami Eina Dedain, you've got to take out the eye of this little person that's on your ring so that people don't think that you made it. Now, how could Rabbi Gamliel therefore have little moons? People are going to think he made the moons. So Gemara said, Hasam, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Bechotamo Bolate, that's where the little person that the non-Jew had made for him was protruding out. Umishim Chshada, and Shmuel told him to get rid of the eye, not because that, you know, people might think he made it, but that people shouldn't think that he's worshipping it. The Tanim went in a Braisa, Taba, Shechosama Bolate, if you have a ring with the signet protruding out, Asulanicha, you can't leave it around because people might think that you're worshiping this little idol. Mutter Lachtumba, but you're allowed to use it to seal, to sign, because they would sign with wax, and it's going to be impressed in the wax. But Chosamo Shokea, but if the sign is sunken in, Mutlanicha, you can leave it around. No one's going to think you're worshiping it. Vasser Lachtumba, but you can't sign with it because that's going to create a protrusion, something protruding that people might think is worshipping. One second. Michai Shinan Lechshada, are we worried that if you have around a statue, people are going to think you're worshipping it? V'beknishta de Shafi Yasub ben Arda. There was a special shul called Shafi Yasub. It was a shul that was made of dirt and stones from Eretz Yisrael that the Jews who were sent out into exile brought with them. Zukmi be'andarta, the non-Jews put up a statue there. And the father of Shmuel and Levi used to go in there, Matzli Begava, and daven there. They weren't worried that people would think that they're worshipping the statue. So Gemara says, there's a difference between a person owning a ring versus going into a shul that has a statue. Rabim Shani, in a shul, it's a public place. No one's going to think that the public is worshipping the statue. So Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Gamliel di Yachidhu. Rabbi Gamliel is an individual. So how could he have these shapes of the moon People are going to think that he's worshipping them. And so the Gemara came unto Nasiu, since he was the leader, Shlichi Rabban Gabei, there always were a lot of people with him. And since there are a lot of people, no one's going to suspect that he's worshipping. By the same word, if you want to give you another answer, the Prakim Havai, Rabbi Gamliel's moons were pieces of the moon. And since they were pieces of the moon, no one was going to think that that's something that he's worshipping. By the same word, I'll give you another answer. It's true that we're not allowed to make shapes of what's going on in the heavens. However, what Rabbi Gamliel did was allowed, L'islamed Shani, because he was doing it for the sake of learning, for the sake of education, for teaching. The time is we learned it a brisa. The verse says, Lo silmad lasos, don't learn to do like the abominations of the nations. You can't learn to do. Avlatalamed, lahavin lahoros, but you're allowed to learn in order to understand, in order to issue rulings. Okay, that was the third answer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, going back to our mission, Shimon ben Gamliel says that if these shapes are on honorable vessels, then they're idolatrous. On non-honorable vessels, the items are okay. What's the definition of honorable and non-honorable? Amarav, so Rav explained, Mechubadim, the honorable spot is Lamalam and Amayim, above where the water would go in the cup. Mevuzin, the dishonored, is Lamatam and Amayim, if it's underneath where the water would go. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Elo Velo Mevuzin, both of those are dishonored, but Elu Velo, Elu, Elo, Elu, Hein Mechubadim, this is what's honorable. Ala Shirayim, that which is on the bracelets, Ala Nezamim, or something on a nose ring, Ala Tabos, or on a finger ring. So what's on it, on jewelry, that's already honorable. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, we have a brisa like Shmuel, Mechubadim, the definition of an honorable location for representation of these things, of the sun, moon, or dragon. Ala Shirayim, on bracelets, on Nezamim, on nose rings, Ala Tabos, on finger rings. Ala Buzim, but what is a disgraceful spot? Ala Yoros, on the pots, Ala Kumkumusin, on the small pots. Ala Chame Chamin, on that which heats up water. And Sha'ala Sandan, Ala Sdin of Ala Mitpachos, and things that are on towels or sheets. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, L'Fichach Yerbalem Torah, Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz L'Mat Tzidko, Yagdil Teravi Adir.